You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Sakariasin. Tonight, the Aspen Institute is hosting two traffic experts in an open lecture about new solutions to the Upper Valley's congestion problems. Reporter Allison Bektesh has been covering the Institute's community forum on transportation and mobility and joins me in the studio. Allison, what's the idea behind tonight's event?
Tonight, Ann Bowers and Chris Breland of the transportation planning and engineering firm Fair & Peers will be speaking specifically about all the research and engineering work they've done for decades here in the Roaring Fork Valley, looking at Highway 82 and coming in and out of Aspen during rush hour problem. The forum is this broader idea that the Aspen Institute used to do in the 90s. They took a community issue and then applied kind of the Aspen Institute brand to it, where you bring in thinkers and it's a think tank. The idea is to eventually present a vision statement, not even a real solution, but values and visions that could theoretically then be used by these local governments to fix the problem.
But it's been a problem for a long time. What makes this different?
What they say now, this forum is looking at new solutions that you could have never predicted the first time it went from a two-lane highway to a four-lane highway on 82, for instance. Cars are going to start having some of this smartness as part of them, too. So your car, without you having to do anything, will make sure that bottlenecks don't happen, that traffic jams don't happen. There's also the new economy of ride sharing. We can use all these people who have empty space in their vehicles who are making the exact same trip that you're making. So we are speaking about the same problem, but with some new solutions.
If you really define it as a problem.
I'm so glad you said that, because I had a fascinating discussion with John Bennett, and I don't know that this forum has really even defined the problem yet.
It's just about the options and the alternatives that are available.
Yes. There is values involved, though. You know, the environmental values that the Valley shares, and so how many people alone in their car idling on Highway 82 do we really need? Values of community and access and making sure things are just as fair for the very rich third homeowners as they are for the people who work here who are commuting from Rifle. The other thing that I find very interesting is, then what's the solution? Like, first you have to define the problem, but then if the solution is finally we made it so there's not that many cars on the road, that's inherently going to start the problem all over again. The minute you find out that your commute is easy, simple, no one else is on the road, that's when you hop in your car and run to the grocery store at all times of the day. So it's going to be cyclical just in the nature of it.
The talk is tonight from 5:30 to 7 in the McNulty Room, the Dorhosier Center at the Aspen Meadows campus. You can hear Allison's full interview with John Bennett, co-chair of the Aspen Institute's Community Forum on Transportation and Mobility, online at aspenpublicradio.org.